Hello, everybody.
WMMR, Philadelphia.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
Her towels need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want me to bump pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
You're listening to Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
If we don't destroy them, they'll take over the town. Maybe the world.
With Preston Elliott and Steve Morrison.
You are a couple of freaks.
Plus,
Casey Boy, Kathy Romano, Nick McElwain, and Marissa, who always gives 110%. And now, Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Hello, welcome. You've made it. It's Friday. Thank God. It's awesome. We begin this particular Friday morning with a look at the action news weather. That's what it is. 6ABC.com. Yeah, we did. But today, here comes the rain. Occasionally heavy and breezy. The high is going to be in the low to mid 50s now. Tonight, more rain. And then Saturday, windswept, flooding rains. Rivers and streams flooding, so we got a lot of rain coming up, and then it's going to taper off on Saturday night, and then into Sunday a little bit cooler into the 40s. We'll get news in a moment. Kathy, what's on the way?
A woman's body was found in Warminster, and they have identified her. Yemen officials arrested a New Jersey man for terrorism, and a flood watch, like you said, has been issued. That and more coming up.
All right, we're loaded, man. Tons of guests, some of them in studio this morning, and lots of stuff to give away. We'll get all the info in a moment. Joan Jett on MMR. WMMR and everything that rocks. It is about 7 minutes after 6 a.m.
Is that Pierre's impression of Godsmack?
Is that what he was saying?
Yeah.
I didn't, yeah. It was... It's uncanny. Let's see. We have our weekend beginning, my friends, and we got to stay at the Borgata. That's the spa hookup, the whole deal dinner. Letter of the day, word of the week, prize, end of the program. We shall put that, hopefully, into your hands.
That's good stuff.
Stay close and you might win. Let's get a look at traffic, see what's shaking this morning. Kathy, what do you have for us?
We had some problems on the 42 freeway. South.com for details. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
All right, here we go on the 12th of March. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. I think the worst of it comes tonight and into tomorrow.
I thought it was more like a tomorrow. Tomorrow night, or tomorrow during the day,
tomorrow.
Or last Wednesday at about 9 a.m.
No, they said tonight is when it's going to get bad, and then tomorrow is when we'll see the wind.
The real heavy stuff.
Yeah, the wind and the rain and everything.
Well, I bought a kick-ass water pump that works really great now, so I can stop any flooding. In fact, I could put it in the school right now and drain it.
That's how good.
What are you using your water pump for?
We have a to our garage and basement door out the back. There's a little bit of a decline. It used to be a driveway, which we don't use because it's impossible to get into. So it declines down to the door. So there will be water that'll pool down there, and there isn't just a storm drain, but if it gets overwhelmed,
right.
Gotta break out the pump.
Break out the pump. The pump just sits there pumping like a mofo.
Well, you should pump out the water of the Schuylkill because it will likely overflow.
Yeah.
And those houses.
Did you see him talking to the people? The people live along in an area that we call, and you've seen it if you've ever obviously driven down the Schuylkill and looked off to the area. Sometimes you'll even see a... it's a slide that goes into the water.
Yes. Yeah.
That area is what Preston and I and everyone who used to work over at Y100 in Conshohocken called the land that time forgot.
Yes, it seems. it looks a little out there.
It's
when you
like
drive
an M. Night Shyamalan village.
Yeah.
People's houses are literally almost flush to the river.
You know what, though? There's new houses on our side of the
river. Which are awesome.
Which are gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's got to be an interesting place to build because you have to get all sorts of flood insurance to build in a floodplain.
I think
like
those places, though, I have never seen it down at ground level. I've only seen it from the highway. I think they're elevated in a way that keeps them from being...
So are those other houses.
No, there's some that are just... Yeah.
They're elevated and it does nothing. But Steve, you know, the trail.
The Land of Time Forgot?
Yeah, yeah. Goes through there, and you can actually go, like,
sometimes you can.
Right, sometimes you can.
Sometimes they just close it off, and then they have their book burning.
And not they, meaning, like, officials, they meaning the residents who, like, throw a big cement barrier there. That's what I was going to say. If you ever drive down there, or I ride my bike down there,
they look at you.
They're, like, disgruntled. They don't. They hate you. They hate that you're there.
Outworder!
Like, yeah.
Anytime you have to describe to someone how your house looks using the word stilts, probably not
in a flood area.
There are houses near the Perkiomen Creek that are on stilts. So I'm like,
I tell you what, if I had a house down like that flooded out every time, I'd sure as hell build it on freaking stilts.
Absolutely. I wonder how
I'd build the house like an up. I'd attach it to balloons.